This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There was a documentary that was published in 1999, and the title of that, Jacob the Liar. The story of this documentary, and they say that it is a true story, and it is talking about the concentration camps for the Jewish people by the Nazis. They said in one of those concentration camps, after some time, the Jewish people there, they lost hope. And as a result of this, they started to commit suicide. They started to stop marrying and having children. One of them, who is known as Jacob, and he used to be a shoemaker or something like this, he noticed this and he said that if we continue like this, we will kill ourselves by ourselves, not by our enemy. So what did he do? He invented a lie. That's why the documentary is called Jacob the Liar. He created a lie. And what does this lie say? He claimed that he listened to the signals of the Germans. And he assured his people that according to those signals, the Germans are going to lose the war. And it will be announced soon. His people started to believe in this story. As a result of this, they stopped committing suicide. And they started to get married again and to have children. And then they said that they were saved. The moral of this story, that losing hope is the first enemy of who? Of yourself. Any nation might kill themselves by losing hope. And that's why, from an Islamic perspective, having hope is something that Sharia is recommending. In the Quran, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, don't be saddened, don't be low, because you are successful as far as you are believers. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to give his people hope all the time. You know, in the battle of the trench, when he was digging with Muslims, he was surrounded by the enemies. He said, Allahu Akbar, I see that we will conquer and we will open the lands of the Romans and the lands of the Persians. The people were surprised. How can he say this? Especially the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. They said, how can he say this while any of the Muslims cannot just go outside the main camp to relieve himself due to the state of fear they were in? Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, based on the promise that Allah jalla wa ala guaranteed to him, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, wants them to see hope all the time. And this is, we see this throughout the seerah. The Muslims, when they came to the Prophet ﷺ, oh, make dua for us, see what is happening to us. The Prophet ﷺ did not sympathize with them. Those people will not be the leaders. The Prophet ﷺ, in a very psychological way, he is dealing with them as the leaders of humanity. That's why the Prophet ﷺ did not put attention to what they are going through. He gave them the hope that Allah Jalla wa Ala will establish this deen. Until a lady traveler travels from Sana'a to Hadramaut, long distance, with no fear, except she fears Allah Jalla wa Ala and the wolf. Giving hope is so important for success. Alhamdulillah, we see our brothers and sisters in Palestine, they have a lot of hope. And sometimes they are sending us messages of hope, messages of confidence. And they are telling us, don't worry, don't worry, we will be victorious. Despite what they are going through, wallahi, those people, they should be the leaders of humanity, subhanallah. Because they have this hope, they have this trust, and despite all what they are going through, they are the most just people, even when they deal with their enemies. We see them having hope and having confidence in the promise of Allah Jalla Ala. Not only that, but we also see that they are doing well in terms of defending themselves against their enemies. And inshallah, we will see good news. My message to the Palestinians in Gaza, continue doing what you are doing, sacrificing for yourself, sacrificing for your freedom, sacrificing for your dignity, and inshallah, you will see victory. The Palestinians in Gaza, and even the Palestinians elsewhere, in West Bank and any other place. The other thing is, a message to all Muslims, don't lose hope, because as we said, losing hope is the biggest enemy against yourself, against your community, against your ummah. And always send messages of hope to the Palestinians and to yourself. And remember, the struggle of the Palestinians is not the struggle for themselves. They are struggling on behalf of the entire Ummah.